From Hollywood, the American Broadcasting Company presents Sam Pilgrim's Progress, The Times and Troubles of a New York Cab Driver, written by and starring Mack Benoff. This is Big Night in Radio. It's debut night. The introduction of a new personality, Sam Pilgrim, cab driver. Who is Sam Pilgrim? Where's he from? How does he think? Maybe you've ridden in Sam's cab. If so, you've heard him talk like this.
When I came into this world, I was handed the name of Samuel Pilgrim. But I changed the Samuel right back to Sam. They weren't going to make my name end in a mule. I grew up very fast. When I was 4, I became 6. Only because my mother wanted me to get into school ahead of time. It was a very tough school. Fights all the time. But I grew up just like all the other normal, healthy kids. 2 eyes, 2 ears, 1 nose, and a big rock in my hand. When I graduated, they took away the rock and gave me a diploma. But it didn't make any difference. A rolled up diploma was just like a rock. I only bring this up to show how tough it was to make any progress, and I didn't. But when I got married to Mildred, began driving a taxi, and we had our 3 kids, everything changed. And from there on, it was nothing but progress. Brother, Sam Pilgrim's progress.
Today is Sam Pilgrim's birthday, but inasmuch as he never got to be president, nobody's celebrating it but his family. He's in a pretty good mood today, and in his taxi, a passenger has struck up a conversation. Well, you know who's doing the talking now, don't you? You've been in Sam's cab.
Mister, you don't have to take my word for it. I've had great men in this cab. Statesmen, politicians, lawyers, scientists, businessmen. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I had Thomas E. Dewey. He was a big man. In fact, when I spoke to him, he was the biggest. It was the day before election. Was I embarrassed? He gave me a buck, and part of the change I retained was a Truman button.
Would you mind not going so fast?
Don't make the meter go any faster. Take another subject. Lost articles. You know what somebody lost in the back of my cab once?
Would you please slow down?
They lost a string of pearls worth $50,000. I retained them, and you know what the insurance company gave me? Part of the pearls. The string. But they didn't hurt my feelings. I got a lot of publicity, and the company gave me an hour off with pay.
Would you please not...
What could the insurance company have given me anyway? $5, $50, $500, $500. The dirty rats. What's $500 to them?
Would you...
Ah, what's the difference? Live and let live. That's what I always say. What do you always say?
Nothing. You passed my house 2 miles down.
And then there are times when someone grabs Sam's cab and says, "Get me there in a hurry." That's all Sam has to hear. But you know, you've been in his cab.
Why don't you look where you're going? And no good driver. Go jump in a lake. And no good driver. What's the matter? Can't you...
Before I smack that twist of yours right back in your ugly skull.
Good driving.
And then there are the times when the day's frenzy is over. Sam has put his chauffeur cap away, his pencils out in his ear, and his temper's in the locker for the time being, of course. That's when he's going home to celebrate his birthday on what should be a normal, peaceful day in the life of... Well, you've been in his taxi. But never in Sam Pilgrim's home, so let's go on in with him.
Daddy!
Hello, kids. Hello, Stefan.
Hello.
Hello, Robin.
Hello.
Hello, Mitchell.
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Mildred.
Mama?
Well, all right. You can't wait anyway.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
A little more practice and I can get you a job with the Salvation Army. Thanks, family. I appreciate the sentiments.
How was the day, Sam?
Oh, you know, red light, green light, red light, green light, green light.
You passed a red light.
I know, I got a ticket for that. Oh, well.
Where
the present, Mom.
Well, didn't we make up something, Stefan?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Dad. It's a surprise.
Yes, and I opened the box. Here it is.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Happy birthday!
No, no, not again, Mitchell. Well, here I go. I'm going to unwrap it. I wonder what it can be. It can't be a Cadillac. I don't hear a woof woof, so it can't be a Cocker Spaniel.
Daddy's funny.
Funny, Daddy.
Happy birthday.
No, Mitchell, not again.
You know something, Millie? This kid's going to grow up to be a greeting card. Well, here's the present. Mine is heavy. Let me look.
You like it, Daddy?
2 quarts of DDT.
Maybe we should have gotten you the Cocker Spaniel.
Daddy, aren't you surprised?
Surprised? I'm disinfected. 2 quarts of DDT. This is a great gift for a cockroach.
Stefan told us that's what you wanted.
Do I look so itchy? 2 quarts of DDT. How much scratching do I do in a day?
But, Dad, that's just what you told me to get you. A pair of quarts of DDT.
I told you? Oh, now I remember. I said a pair of shorts. DVD. Oh, Mildred, the kid says DDT, so you go out and buy it.
Well, how would I know? You're always getting crazy ideas. I'll take it back.
Yeah, exchange it for something I can use, like 3 bags of Vigoro.
Daddy, how about telling us a story now?
Yeah, later on you won't be able to.
Okay, just let me spray up. I mean, wash up. And tonight I'm going to tell you about the man who discovered America.
Do me a favor. When you tell the children the story, make it Christopher Columbus.
There you go again. You heard Stefan say Sam Columbus. They like it that way.
And you like it, too, because it's your first name. Sam, I spoke to Stefan's teacher, and it's driving her crazy. She told me everyone in the class is saying the father of our country was Sam Washington. Well, it's not funny. And it's most important. You know, you're not helping the boy to face reality. All child psychologists agree.
Mildred,
that
on my birthday, I don't want to hear any talk about child psychologists. Any child who's good enough to be a psychologist can work out his own problems. My kids will face life all right, better than all your books. One day in my cab will fix that.
That's no attitude.
Besides, if you're so worried about it, you should have stopped me when I told him my first story. Sam and the Beanstalk.
Sam, hero worship is one thing, but carrying it on to this ridiculous point...
Ridiculous? You should talk. I've read some of those psychology books of yours. Case histories. A woman imagines she's a coffee pot. So she goes to a psychiatrist for 3 years, and she's cured. No more coffee pot. Now she's the happiest tea kettle in the country.
Sam, you never read that in my book.
Sure, they're ashamed to print it. Tell me they're not.
Daddy, when are you going to tell us a story?
Go ahead, tell me they're not.
Daddy!
Why don't you answer that, Millie?
I refuse to argue in front of the children.
Why not? The little monsters argue in front of us.
Sam!
Ha! Answer that if you can. The trouble with you, Millie, is you think children aren't human beings. Well, they are. They're the same as cats and dogs and even better.
Stefan, will you please go into the living room?
No, stay here, Stefan. Why, when I was his age, I knew every card in the deck and some up the sleeve. I was smart. I could roll a 7.
Who couldn't?
With one dice? You know, the trouble with these kids is they aren't getting the right education.
Excuse me, my biscuits are burning in the kitchen.
How do you like that? Every time I win an argument, her biscuits start to burn.
Daddy, here come Robin and Mitchell. Are you going to tell us the story of Sam Columbus?
Yes, Sam Columbus.
Sam Columbus.
Come here, kids. Sit down on the sofa. Daddy changed his mind. He's not going to tell you the story of Columbus.
Oh, Daddy.
Instead, he's got a better story about an American hero. A man who warned the 13 colonies about the coming of the British by taking a famous horse ride at midnight.
Oh, I know who, Daddy.
Who?
Sam Revere.
No, Steph. His name was Paul.
Tell us the story.
Well, once upon a time, Paul Revere... What's the matter with Mitchell?
He misses Sam.
Well, anyway, this Revere guy was waiting for a green light, and one day he got it. So he jumped on his trusty steed...
What's a trusty steed?
Well, a trusty is a convict, and a steed, it's a horse.
What's one got to do with the other?
How should I know? Maybe the horse came out of prison. Anyway, away he went on his horse. He knocked on the door. Forsooth, he cried.
Why was he crying?
He wasn't crying. He was hollering.
Then why did you say he was crying?
Because... Robin, have faith in your daddy. fed on a crusty horse. Forsooth, he hollered. The British are coming.
What's a forsooth, Daddy?
Forsooth? Forsooth is something they said was something bad, like the British were coming. Like holy cat. You see, so when they saw something bad, instead of saying holy cat, they said forsooth.
Tell the story, Daddy. Happy birthday to
you. You're tired. You gotta go to bed.
Hello? Anybody here?
It's Grandma.
Forsooth.
Stephen.
Mother, will you excuse me a minute? Children, you go and get ready for the party. And Mitchell, I'll put you to sleep.
Bleep.
You bleep and like it. Good night.
Night, night, Daddy.
Night, night, Mitchell.
For two.
Excuse me, Mother. You don't mind, do you?
Oh, that's all right. Mother doesn't mind taking a back seat.
Oh, which reminds me, Mother, you've put on a little weight, haven't you?
Sam.
And it's becoming very noticeable.
Thank you, Samuel. And happy birthday. I stopped at Janet's house on my way over here. Your sister-in-law sends her regards.
Yeah? That's nice.
Janet has such lovely children. Two gems. I think the oldest one, Beardsley, is absolutely brilliant.
You'd better be brilliant with a name like Beardsley. go on, Mother.
Your children are nice, too, Samuel. Of course, we can't all have Beardsleys.
No, but we can all have Mustachleys.
Do you know that Beardsley can recite the entire poem Hiawatha and he's 3 months younger than Stephen?
Who, Hiawatha?
Clear, clear as a bell. You should see him stand up and go through it from beginning to end, a little man.
Mother, how would you and Beardsley like to join a floating crab game?
Samuel!
Come in.
Happy birthday, Sam.
Hello, Blackie, thanks.
Look who I brought along, our foreman, Dutch.
Hiya, Sam, many happy returns.
Thanks, Dutch.
And?
Fellas, my mother-in-law, Mrs. Garrett.
My pleasure, ma'am. Shake. That's a wonderful son-in-law you got. A great driver. Every accident he ever had, it's the other guy's fault.
Hello, boys. Glad you could come.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Pilgrim.
And may I add my hello. My, you're looking equestrian today, Mrs. Pilgrim. Very equestrian.
Thank you, Blackie.
There he goes again, killing us with them big words. Come on up, fellas. How do you like the apartment?
Well, if I may submit a compliment, it's infinitesimal.
Yeah. Looks just like a lobby.
You know, the last time I saw you, Mrs. Pilgrim, I believe you were,
You mean Mitchell?
Yes. You were maternally inclined.
Maternally inclined? Nothing. She was having a baby.
Oh, look at Sam. He's becoming disproportionate. What's the matter, Sam? Having a baby is a natural phenomenon.
Shut up, Blackie. Maybe they got a fourth one coming and they're disgusted.
I'll go get the kids.
I gotta get the food ready.
I'll help.
Hey, you must have said something wrong.
You certainly did. Hey, Blackie, What's the missus putting out? A real dinner or them tidbits?
Tidbits?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? This is a company luncheon where you have to excuse yourself and go out and buy a hot dog?
Nah, I'm just getting a line on the score.
Listen. Sam's wife is what you call a crook's cook.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait till you eat the stuff. Oh, everything she makes is distasteful.
That's just how I like it. I hope they serve it soon. I could eat a pig.
Well, stop oinking. It'll come.
Stephen.
No, Mrs. Pilgrim. We haven't seen him at all.
Well, that's peculiar. He was here just a minute ago, and Sam can't find him in any other room.
Hey, fellas, you seen Stephen?
Well, what's the commotion? Is he lost?
He was here 5 minutes ago, and we can't find him now, so he must be lost.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Sam. Wait a minute. Don't get excited. Two turkeys don't make a straw, you know.
Oh, now he's giving me logic. Where's Stephen? He don't usually disappear like this.
Well, you know, kid Sam never liked to stay in a house. I used to spend most of my time swiping things in a 5 and 10.
Kids are different today, Dutch. Look, Sam, look. Why don't Dutch and me go downstairs and see where the kid is? We might find him happenstance. I don't care how you find him. Just find him.
Okay, boy, he gets mad fast.
Yeah.
Sam, maybe he's just playing with one of his friends. Let me look before you get too excited.
Are you sure you looked all through the house, Samuel?
Don't you take my word for it. I tell you, the kid's gone.
Yeah, there's nothing to be so alarmed about.
Nothing. Why don't you get lost? Then I won't get alarmed. Maybe he got run over. You know, those cabbies drive like maniacs, especially the late shift.
Sam, he's probably playing with one of the neighbor's kids in another apartment. Now, don't get excited.
Playing with friends on my birthday. A fine way to bring up children.
Now, don't fly off the handle.
That's the last straw. When we find that kid, I'm throwing every child psychology book out of this house. Do you know Janice's kid recites Hiawatha? Hiawatha. Any moron can recite that. By the shores of Kitchigumi.
All right, Sam. All right. You made your point. Mother, will you please watch Robin and Mitchell? I'm going out to Stephen's friends.
We gotta find that kid. I'll call the police.
But Sam.
And the hospital and the morgue. And the pound.
The pound? But they only bring dogs in there.
So what? Stephen's so small, a dog might bring him in. Find him. Don't use logic.
You're listening to Sam Pilgrim's Progress, presented by the American Broadcasting Company and starring Mack Benoff. Well, this was going to be one of those normal, peaceful days, but now that you've been in Sam Pilgrim's house, you know there's no such thing. But this time, it isn't just a squabble over child psychology. There's a good reason. Sam's oldest son, Stefan, is lost, and Sam's birthday party has been temporarily postponed. Everybody's out looking for the kid, including his wife, Mildred, his two friends, Blackie and Dutch, and a good part of the neighborhood. But searching most earnestly is Sam, as he peers into every nook and cranny, calling...
Stefan! Stefan!
Yo! Mr. Pilgrim! Any luck?
What do you mean, any luck? I didn't go fishing. I'm looking for my kids.
Sam, I only meant to...
I'm sorry, Mr. Longfellow. You know how it is when your kid is lost.
Hey, you're telling me. I was one in a family of nine. Every 3 weeks, somebody got lost. Like clockwork. Got so if one of us didn't get lost, my father wouldn't know where to find him.
Well, it's a terrible feeling. Only parents know.
No, we found out about it very young.
How?
Once my father got lost, we had to go out and find him. I only said that to cheer you up. Don't worry, Sam. Stefan will be found. Everybody's helping. My wife and I have been looking at every house for 3 blocks around. I even called the police.
You too?
In fact, you know, they're building a new house next street, and, well, we didn't like to expect the worst, but we even looked in the excavation.
Nothing there?
An 1873 nickel, but it's only worth 5 cents.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Lowenthal. It's nice of you to close your store just to look for my boy.
Well, why not? We closed the store for a week to find that little Stefan. Such a darling little mischief maker.
Thanks.
Besides, we could use a vacation. A week off, you know, we'd go to the mountains, maybe the Peekskill. Just to swim and fish and... Hey, what am I talking about? I'm in Peekskill. How can I find Stefan? And furthermore, how can I find him? I'm standing here talking to you,
and vice versa.
Excuse me, I'll look again. I don't worry.
So long.
Stefan!
I've been looking all over. He's not at any of his friends' homes.
I could have told you that an hour ago, Millie.
Are you sure you looked through the apartment in every room?
Of course I did. Why do you keep asking me that? Don't doubt me so much and teach the kid how to recite Hiawatha. We'll all be better off. Where are those cops? When you don't want them, they're here in a minute.
Anybody go to the movie house to look?
Now, that's crazy. He wouldn't be gone so long. I'm not going to stand here and argue with you. I'm going to call those cops again.
But you remember Stefan did that once. He stayed at the movies for 8 hours to see a cowboy picture.
Yeah, but I was with him. Hello, police. This is Sam Pilgrim. I called you twice before to report a missing child, but still you don't come. Tell me, how missing does he have to be? What's the matter, huh? You're too busy running up tests and crap games? Pinching bookies trying to make an honest living? Now, will you come before it's too late? Before we find him ourselves? You heard me come in a hurry. My boy is missing. Missing. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry, lady. I got the wrong number. What am I hanging around here for? I'd better get outside and look. Gosh, it's dark. Where's my flashlight? Oh, yeah, in my room. Where's that light switch? Oh, here it is. Hello, Stefan.
Hello, Daddy.
Stefan, what are you doing here?
I was tired. I just thought I'd lie down a while.
In my bed?
Well, you always said I'm a big man, so I'm the daddy, and I lay down on your bed.
Oh, nice. Who's the daddy? If you're the daddy, why don't you shave with my razor?
I did, Daddy, but the dog wouldn't hold still.
Stefan, do you do everything because I say so?
I try to.
If I told you to jump off a building, would you do it?
Which building?
Oh. Well, the neighborhood will be laughing at me like I was a hyena.
Samuel? Anything wrong in there?
Oh, no. I can't face that. Anything but that old buzzard crowing over me.
Do you need any help?
No! It's all right, Mother. I'm in here getting my flashlight.
You've been in there 15 minutes getting that flashlight.
I know, Mother. It doesn't work. I'm recharging the batteries. Stefan, what am I going to do?
Let me see you recharge the battery.
No, no. Wait. Stefan, put on your hat and coat.
Where are we going?
Out this window.
What?
Come on. I'm going to lose you all over again. Well, so far so good. Nobody saw us coming here.
See, Mr. McCloskey sure looked funny in his underwear.
I told you not to look in the windows when we were climbing down the fire escape.
Yeah, but when I saw you looking into Mrs. Brown's
window... Forget it! Now, get this. I'm going to boost you up into this tree. If anybody should find you, you were up this tree all the time. Now,
but
come on.
Dad, what am I doing up a tree?
I don't know. Waiting for a double-decker bus. No, that's no good.
No.
Oh, I got it. If only I could get a good reason for you being in a sewer.
Dad, how's this? I went to buy you my own gift, and I walked far away, and I'm on my way back. I spent all the time at the store.
Well, it's believable anyway. But wait, where's the present?
Oh. When I got to the store, I found I didn't have any more than a dime. Is that believable?
Believable. It happens to every guy in my cab. Stefan, you're smart.
But, Dad, to do it right, I have to have the dime.
You're smarter than I thought. Here. Now, you stay here and I'll go to the house. Come back with somebody to make it look good and find you. Okay, I'm going now.
Dad?
Yeah?
Wouldn't you rather spank me?
No. Now, you wait here, son. Don't worry, I'll be right back. Oh, by the way, Steph, were you and me ever in the movies for 8 hours?
Sure, Dad. Don't you remember that cowboy picture?
You mean to say I let you keep me in the movies for that long?
Me keep you? Dad, I couldn't get you out of there.
Never mind.
Hey, you! Stand still!
What's this, hey, you? Stop shoving that flash in my face, officer.
You belong in this neighborhood.
What? Hey, who do you think you're talking to?
Shut up. I tell you to stand still. What did you do with the boy?
What boy?
You talk in 10 seconds or I'll use this billy.
Wait, officer. Take your hands off this man.
Who are you?
Why are you bothering a peaceful citizen, you Cossack, you? Want to know who I am? I am Mr. Lewenthal, proprietor of Lewenthal's Candy Store. Equal partners with Mrs. Lewenthal. Anything else you want to know?
Well, didn't you turn in a kidnap complaint?
Kidnap? Why not? Listen, I would give $1 million for such a boy myself. And I don't say that about every child. I once did that years ago. I said to a lady, such a cute boy, I'll give you $1 million for him. She said, sold. How did I know it was her husband and he was a midget?
Well, this man answers your description of the kidnapper. That's what you gave us over the phone.
Kidnapper? I thought you wanted a description of the father.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, bud.
Well, we won't get anywhere standing around here. Let's get in your car and start looking, officer. Come on, Mr. Lewenthal.
No, thank you. Not in the police car.
But why?
How will it look to my customers? The store is closed. I'm in the police car. You know what they'll say. Lewenthal robbed his own candy store. No, thank you. I will look to your son with my feet.
Not so fast. He might be right around here.
Now, every part of this neighborhood's been searched. We're going to the outskirts.
No, we're not. Hold it. Where are you going, to a fire? Pull over to the curb.
Wait a minute. Were you ever a cop?
Perish the thought. Hey, he might be right in this corner. Stefan! Stefan! Daddy's looking for you. Stefan! Stefan, I'm here. You hear me? I'm here.
Take it easy, Mike.
The name is Sam. Mind your own business. Stefan, where are you? Answer me.
Get a grip on yourself, man.
This is the corner, all right. Stefan, it's Daddy. Don't try fooling me again. I'm in no mood for jokes.
Well, man, he's talking to himself.
Holy cat. Now Stefan is really lost.
All right, bud. Come on, get back in the car.
Huh? Wait a minute. Stefan! Oh, my boy, why did I ever lose you?
Take it easy. You didn't lose him. It isn't your fault.
Yes, it is.
Have it your own way.
Stefan! Stefan!
Stefan, we
found
Stefan.
Oh, come here, boy. Come on, glad you were found. Blackie, Dutch, how did you all get together?
We just gave up and found him when we returned.
Yeah, it seems the whole thing was due to a franchise. When we found the missus, she already had the kid.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you find out how Stefan got lost, Millie?
Yes. And Sam, guess what? Our little boy had gone to the store to buy you his own present.
Ain't that nice, huh? Nice.
And what did he get me?
Nothing.
Why? I'll tell you why. If I know my little boy,
He went out to the store, and when he got there, he realized he had no more than a dime.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam.
And you gave it to me, didn't you, Jack?
Huh?
This morning. Mom wanted to know how I got it.
Ain't that wonderful, huh? Now, Mildred, maybe you'll rely on my judgment instead of that child psychology of yours. Well, the big thing is the boy is found. Thanks, folks. Thanks for your help. And you too, officer.
Oh, that's all right, bud.
Who does he think he is, a friend of mine?
Say, Sam, I got a special request to make up, if you don't mind.
Of course not, Blackie. What is it?
Well, now that we found your kid, let's eat.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Look, folks, it's my birthday and there's a spread up at the house. So come on, you're all invited.
Hooray!
Thanks for slipping it to him about the grub, Blackie.
Well, gee, it was about time, Dutch. I'm simply infatuated.
And so, on behalf of the boys in Garage 21, including Dutch Argus Body Foreman, I hereby present you, Sam, with this Polaroid windshield to withhold the sun's glare from your eyes. Gee, thanks, Blackie. That's wonderful of the fellas. And Dutch, you too. This must have cost plenty.
Oh, I'll say. And did Blackie have a job making some of those chiselers in the garage cough up their share? It was murder.
Samuel, now that everyone has given you their gifts, I'll give you mine. Plenty of love and affection and a warm heart whenever you want it.
What a poly. A Polaroid windshield, a warm heart, and two cans of DDT. Well, thank you, Mother. I know it's there, and I appreciate it.
Robin.
I want to see the warm heart.
Yeah, where is it?
Sam.
Where is Grandma's present?
Be quiet, Stefan, and furthermore, get your hands off the table. You'll explode if you eat another cookie. Mm. Anybody else want a hot biscuit?
No,
thanks, Sam. Why not? I'll have one more. Sam, you should be proud of your wife.
Mm. An A1 cook, believe me.
You should talk. Your wife bakes the best homemade bread I ever had in my life.
Yeah. What's to bake? You take soda, flour, water, you bake it, and what do you got?
In my mother-in-law's case, a rock.
I think Robin's tired. You better put her to bed.
Oh, wait, I'm going to pull my electric sign.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Hiawatha by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Oh, he can. He knows Hiawatha.
You mean, forsooth, he knows Hiawatha.
Yeah, I mean, no, this is something good.
By the shores of the Giddy Goody, by the shining valley water.
I'm tired. Put out the light, Sam.
Millie.
Hmm? What's the matter?
I gotta tell you something. I can't go to sleep.
Oh, Sam, can't it wait?
Well, you know me. I can't hold things in. I gotta tell you.
You found Stefan in your bed, and then you left him on the street corner. Is that it?
How did you know?
Sam, how long did you expect Stefan to wait on that dark corner alone? I haven't run into him wandering around and crying that his daddy didn't want him anymore.
What?
Also, you asked him to jump off a building.
We were just talking.
You know, we think those kids are grown-ups. Then they turn into little babies.
Gosh, you mean you covered up for me?
I've got a book I want you to read, Mr. Pilgrim. A child psychology book about insecurity in children and how parents can be the cause of it.
Okay, you win.
Anything else?
No.
Fine. Night.
Good night. Oh, by the way, did I remember to tell you something else?
What?
You look very equestrian today, Mrs. Pilgrim.
Thank you.
Very equestrian.
You've been listening to Sam Pilgrim's Progress, the first chapter in the Times and Troubles of a New York cab driver. Pilgrim's Progress is written by and stars Mack Benoff in the title role. Others in the cast were Gene Bates, Janet Scott, Wally Mayer, Alan Lead, Peter Leeds, and Gerald Moore. The children were Ann Whitfield, Jeffrey Silver, and Johnny McGovern. The music was composed and conducted by Basil Adlam. Bill Crago speaking. The American Broadcasting Company.